Trampas looked up and was horrified to see the lead fire engine come roaring and swaying along the center of the mall, red lights flashing, two stainless steel robot firemen now clinging to the back. Pimley, Finley, and Jackley leaped aside. So did Tassa, the houseboy, but Tammy Kelly lay face down on the grass in a spreading soup of blood. She had been flattened by Fire Response Team Bravo, which had not actually scrambled to fight a fire in over 800 years. Her complaining days were over. And, "Stand clear!" blared the fire engine. Behind it, two more engines swerved gaudily around either side of Warden's house. Once again, Tassa the houseboy barely leaped in time to save his skin. "This is Fire Response Team Bravo!" Some sort of metallic node rose from the center of the engine, split open, and produced a steel whirligig that began to spray high-pressure streams of water in 8 different directions. "Make way for Fire Response Team Bravo!" And James Cagney, the Cantoy who was standing with Gasky in the foyer of the Feverel Hall dormitory when the trouble started, remember him? Saw what was going to happen and began yelling at the guards who were staggering out of Damley's west wing, red-eyed and coughing, some with their pants on fire, a few, oh, praise Gan and Bessa and all the gods, with weapons. Cag screamed at them to get out of the way and could hardly hear himself in the cacophony. He saw Joey Rostosovich pull two of them aside and watched the Earnshaw kid bump aside another. A few of the coughing, weeping escapees saw the oncoming fire engine and scattered on their own. Then Fire Response Team Bravo was plowing through the guards from the west wing, not slowing, roaring straight for Damley House, spraying water to every point of the compass. And, "Dear Christ, no!" Pimley Prentice moaned. He clapped his hands over his eyes. Finley, on the other hand, was helpless to look away. He saw a low man, Ben Alexander, he was quite sure, chewed beneath the fire truck's huge wheels. He saw another struck by the grill and mashed against the side of Damley House as the engine crashed, spraying boards and glass, then breaking through a bulkhead which had been partially concealed by a bed of sickly flowers. One wheel dropped down into the cellar stairwell, and a robot voice began to boom, "Accident! Notify the station! Accident!" "No shit, Sherlock," Finley thought, looking at the blood on the grass with a kind of sick wonder. How many of his men and his valuable charges had the goddamn malfunctioning fire truck mowed down? 6? 8? A motherfucking dozen?